Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, we are holding seven lines off the top. Upligad Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. What's this referring to? Oh, okay, so yesterday we quoted a pasuk, Beitzeya Beirech Nieit Hashem. One praises a Beitzeya, and according to some, it referred to a compromiser, a dayan who promotes the compromise route rather than the strict din route. That's not praiseworthy. So that's one approach, and we had other perushim as well. And today we have a third one, actually maybe even a fourth one. In any case, it's another pshat for this pasuk. Upliga de Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. All those interpretation are going on a different route than Rabbi Tanchum. The Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Lo nemar mikro zeh. This pasuk, which pasuk says Rashi ubeitzeya beirech. This pasuk is going on the story of the eagle of Aaron HaKohen who was involved in making the eagle. Ella keneged maso eagle. And Rashi explains. So in Rashi's words, she'asa Aaron, the fourth line off the top, she'asa Aaron pshara b'noi l'b'natzmai. Aaron HaKohen sort of made a compromise, an internal compromise. V'hoira heter la'atzmai, lasis lemas egel, and he allowed Klal Yisrael to make the egel. You know, as we're going to see, he figured it was the lesser of the two evils. So this is sort of a compromise, a spiritual compromise, which the Gemara now will negate. Although he meant well, but it's not praiseworthy. It's not something we're meant to emulate. Shenemar, as we find in the pasuk, Vayar Aaron. Aaron HaKohen saw Vayiven Mizbech Lefonov. Now, what did he see? Maro. Amar Rabbi Yaman Bar Yefes. Amar Belazo. He saw a terrible tragedy that just occurred with his own nephew. He was killed because he refused to cooperate with the Klal Yisrael to make, with the Erev Rav, to make the eagle. Ro Achur. He noticed Chur, who was Miriam's son, so it's Aaron HaKohen's nephew, Shazuach Lefonov, who was killed right in front of him. So he saw that he haven mezavuach lefanav says Rashi, so mezbech and zavuach is sort of a flip word, that he noticed the victim in front of him, shazavuach lefanav, and now he figured, okay, you know what, I better switch tracks quickly, lest it get really serious and terrible in a way that, you know, to the point of basically no return. Amar Eloi shamana lehu hashta, look, Aaron HaKohen is saying, look, if I'm not going to listen to them now, quickly, and step in and do the egel for them, they're going to do the same to me, like they did with Chur, and it's going to be fulfilled with them, applied to them, the terrible, it'll be indicted, like it's going to happen later in the time of the Chur Meis HaMikdash, where they killed Zechariah Hanavi in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was a terrible avera, which can barely, you know, be atoned for. The Marsha says murder, something you can't, can't really undo it. Im Yoharek b'Mikdash Hashem Kohen v'Navi, and Aaron HaKohen says Rashi was a Kohen and a Navi. So, lest we go down that route, and they come to kill me, I'm going to try to prevent that and settle for something less than that. If they do that, they kill me, it's going to be very hard for them to undo it, to rectify it. Mutav, it's better for them to le'avdu le'egel, that they make an egel, le'avdu egel, egel, efshar, the havilu, takanta b'tshuva, hopefully they'll be able to do tshuva, and undo that in the future, better that than killing me. Okay, so that's the a calculation that he made, but the Gemara says, "Boitzeya Berech," and I meant to praise it. It's something which the Torah doesn't accept. No compromises in terms of spiritual matters. Continues the Gemara. Vani Tanoi. Poiter Ma'im Reishis Modoin My Darshibe. So according to some, and I meant to do. According to Rav Shimon Menasseh in yesterday's daf, so the judges can engage in compromise agreements, you know, promoting pshara, only until we get to the point where the din is not clear to the dayan. He hasn't yet, you know, hashed it out. But past that point, you know, that's the cutoff point. Past that point, you cannot switch to the pshara track. But other shittas hold that as long as you're still before the verdict, so even though you're well advanced in the process of din, but if it's still pre-verdict, then you can engage in pshara. Now, there was a pasuk, Poiter Mayim Reishis Madin, that served as a source to Rav Shimon ben Asya, that only before the Lefnei Hizgala HaRiv, right, and before the factors are clear and known, only then can you engage in compromise, but past that point it's too late. The other opinions that disagree with that, Vani Tanoi, how are they going to apply this pasuk? Poiter Mayim Reishis Madin, what do they do with it? Ma'dar Shibbe. The answer is Kedrav Amnuna. The Amar Avam Nuna in Tchilas Dinei Shel Adam Nidon El Al Divrei Torah. When we come Lasad Lavei to the Bezin Shel Malah, the first thing we're going to be confronted with in the din is regarding our commitment to learning Torah. Shenamar Poiter Mayim Reishis Madon. Says Rashi, Poiter means he disengages, he absolves himself, he unloads the Oil Ha Torah. Poiter Ha Torah Mei Olav. That's going to be the first item on the agenda. Hu Reishis Madonoi, and Rashi says, of course, Torah and Mayim are synonymous. Tachsiv, Hoikol Tzamei, you're thirsty, you desire, you have desires. Channel it to the Torah, the Chula Mayim, absorb Torah, and that's going to satiate all your wants and desires. Okay, so that's the thing, that the first thing, Reishis Madoin, is going to be regarding Torah. Amar Rav Huna, back to the story of Dinei Torah and Machlokes, Ha'tigra Damaya. Ha'tigra Damya, Ha'tigra. Typically, a fight, a disagreement, damya. You know what it's comparable to? Litzinura, the bitka demaya. Rashi explains, this is the process where the river overflows and sort of runs through the irrigation ditches, and it creates a little breach, and then the breach gets bigger and bigger, and the water starts flooding. That's the way it is. Given the ravach, once it starts flooding and getting bigger and bigger, it's just, you know, it keeps on going. So a fight, a riv, also has its way of, you know, gaining a life of its own and developing and getting more and more serious as time goes along. Stop it in its tracks. Stop it while you could. Abaye Kshisha, Abaye Kshisha had a different mashal regarding the effects of a riv, of a machlokes, dami l'gudu d'gamlo. It's like the sort of improvised bridge over the water, comprised of these planks, and once you walk on it more and more, keeping the come, becomes more and more established, more and more settled in its place. Likewise, a machlek is, the longer it's around, the more it progresses and develops and gets more and more serious. Shemati v'asht v'shtei sheva zmirois husiman. Okay, the following are a list of common phrases that people use, and we have sources for these concepts in Torah. There's nothing out there that's not hinted in the Torah. Okay, so who we have this fellow, Dava Ka'amar. This was his common phrase. Kama va'azal, tuvei deshama va'adish. Great for the person. Fortunate is the person that could hear his insults, va'adish, and just, you know, habitually just ignores it, develops a habit of just tolerating, absorbing, not responding. You know what? He ends up being ahead of the game. Chalfua bishtei mei, he ends up passing by him 100 evil things. Basically, he averts machlekes. He avoids confrontations. The best thing that could happen. Amli Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Kroksiv. We have a source for this concept in a pasuk. Poiter mayim, reishis madin. So poiter means he potters himself, right? He absorbs himself. Sorry. The other way around. Poiter here means he initiates, because like Peter Chamor, the firstborn, right? So the modern initiating a ktata machlekes, poiter mayim, reishis modern. What does reishis modern mean? Reish meyodini. It's the start of 100 problems, 100 dinim. and that's like sort of a joint word. Modoin meyadin, it stands for meyadin, 100 issues. Another pshat in Rashi is modoin is gematria, numerical value of the word modoin is 100. And likewise, Rashi earlier, by the way, the previous Gemara says that the concept that a machlekes, once it breaks open, it just keeps on going and develops, is also hinted in this pasuk. It's also learned from this pasuk, poiter mayim, reishis modoin. And again, poiter means pesach, the opening, the initiation. When a machlekes starts, it starts here, but it develops and it, you know, snowballs into something unknown. Okay, next quotable quote is as follows. There was this fellow who had a habit of saying, Atarti tlas, ganvale miktul. You know, a robber, 2-3 times, he does his job, he doesn't get caught, either gets caught, but he doesn't get killed. First time offender, second, they go, he let him off easy, relatively easy. But once he gets past that point, he's a habitual offender, they come down hard, they throw the book at him. Amli Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel turns to Rav Yehuda, I'm bringing you a right from a pasuk to this concept. Kruxiv, Koyamar Hashem, Hashem says, Ashloish Pishe Yisrael, Valar Bola Yeshivin, I'm not going to respond to 3-4 sins of Klal Yisrael, but only past that when it becomes really serious, then comes a harsh response. Okay, further on this topic, Ahuda v'Kamar v'Ozel, there was this fellow who would speak like this, Shev Biri L'Shalmona. So a Shalmona, a person who has Shalom, a person who is a man of peace, a tzaddik, he can encounter very many difficulties in his life, even 7 pits, 7 barriers, and he can overcome it. He perseveres, v'chada, but one barrier, one stumbling block, one pit, one difficult experience, la'avad bish, to a person who's bad, he just falls in and doesn't get up. He doesn't have the same fortitude to overcome and to prevail. Amli Shmuel l'Rav Yehuda. Once again, we have a pasuk for this. Kruxiv, famous pasuk. Yisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik falls and falls and falls, gets up, falls and gets up. 7 times over. Rav Hutna Zatzal used to say that the tzadik turns into a tzadik through nefilois and kimois. It's not like the tzaddik, despite his downfalls, overcomes. No, that's how you become a tzaddik. You are confronted, you're challenged, you're tested, and over and over again you overcome. That's how you become a tzaddik. So difficulties are a sign of strength, they're a sign of potential. Hashem believes in you. But he doesn't have that ability. He dumps, he falls into one thing, and he's gone. Hahudav akamar va'asal. So there was this other person who would say as follows. The Oslam Beidina Shokal Glima. Imagine a person walks out of the bed and they took away his garment because basically he had to pay up his debt. So he was convicted, he had to pay, right? So you would think that he should be sad, right? That he lost his money. No, it's the opposite. Happiest person in the world. Li Zamer Zemer Velezel Burcha. He should be humming a niggun as he's walking along. He should compose a new song in honor of this great event. He just paid up a debt. Imagine coming to Olam Haba and having a debt on your records. So here it's a bit difficult, a bit tight, but the most fortunate person, most luckiest person, that he paid up his debts, now he's free and clear. Amal Yishmul Rav Yehuda Kruxiv, we have a pasuk for this. V'gam kol amazeh, amakayimu yaveh b'shalom. This was Yisrael speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. He established this court system, and everybody will be happy. Everybody's happy. The loser is happy. Yeah. If he's a man of integrity, he should be pleased that he paid up his debts. Now he's free and clear. Okay, next on the list, this fellow would say, he naima. So the woman who's working in her threads over there, she's dozing off, and the kula shofar, and her basket is on the floor. It doesn't look like she's being too productive. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, kruxiv. We have a pasuk that a person who's lazy doesn't really accomplish much, certainly doesn't look like he's accomplishing much. About Zaltan, Yimacha Mekara, with laziness, the ceiling falls apart, there are leaks that are not taken care of, and this fellow would say like this, Gavra the Rechitz Nalei, the person who I was trusting, the man of my trust, Adye Legzize, picked up his fist to come and he confronted me. He betrayed my trust. Amal Yishmul Rav Yehuda. Once again, we have a pasuk, David HaMelech, Kroksiv, Gami Shlomi Asher Batachti Boy, the man who I trusted, turned around and confronted me. Ahud Avakamar Ba'azal, this fellow would go along and say the following quote, Ki Rechimtin, Hava Aziza, when the feelings between the married couple were strong, Apusi the Safsir Shchivin would be able to lie on the tip of a sword. Even a small area, we were good, we were fine, we were comfortable. It's just a mashal, right? Hashta, in a small area, we were still okay, but once we stopped getting along, The biggest house couldn't accommodate us. The biggest bed was too small. Now that our feelings aren't strong as before, Puria, a bed by Shitin Garmidi, 60 yama wide, Loi Sagalon can't accommodate us. Amravuna Kroik Sivi, we find the same concept in the Pasuk, Kaviyach between Hashem and Kal Yisrael. Mikarok Siv, in the early days in the Midbar, when the feelings were strong, it says, V'niadel Hashem, V'dibarati Yitchem al HaKaparis, Hashem tells my Shabbeinu, I'm going to meet you, I'm going to spend time with you on the Kaparis, which was a very small area. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, how big was it? It was 10 tefachim high, 2.5 by 1.5 wide, a small area. Aron Tisha, the Kaparis tefach, the iron was 9 tefach high, the Kaparis was another tefach. Harikana Sara, a total of 10, Uksiv, and that's when Hashem spent time with Moshe Rabbeinu, in contrast to the Beis HaMikdash, which was much more grand in size. Uksiv HaBayis, HaShabon HaShleim, HaMelech Shleimai, LaHashem, the size of the Bayis Rishon, Shish, HaMama Arkai, V'Eshem Rachpai, V'Eshem Rachpai, 60 long, 20 wide, 30 high, and even that couldn't accommodate Hashem, Kaviyachal, when we sinned. Ultimately, it says, Hashem says, Hashemayim kisi. I'm going up to Shemayim. I can't state it. So we learned yesterday that even a Talmud who notices there's something wrong with the Din Torah should speak up in front of his Rebbe. Don't hold back. Don't store your words. Even the face of your Rebbe. Where do we find Loisa Guru? As a reference to storing. Amar of Nachman, you have three sources. Amar Krav Yain Lo Shishte Lo Se'egar, you can store your wine by the Teuchecha. Rav Acham Yaakov Amar Mahocha, Teuchen Bakaitz Lachma, Agra Bekotzer Ma'achala, Agra Bekotzer Ma'achala, this is the ant, right? She gathers and gathers and stores throughout the summer. Rav Acham Bari Darvika Amar Mahocha, Oiger Bakaitz Ben Maskel, a smart man, saves up and gathers and stores during the summer season. Emes Maman Yirasim. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Marbianisim. Called Dayan Shadon Din Emes Lamita. If a Dayan is careful to judge with true integrity, Mashri Shechina Bisrol, he brings about the presence of Shechina and Kal Yisrael. He represents the Shechina. Shanemar Lekim Nitzah Bad Askel, Bekera Lekim Ishpat, the Shechina is present when the Dayanim conduct themselves properly. On the other hand, Kol Dayan Shechina Don Din Emes Lamita, a Dayan who doesn't conduct himself this way. Gerim Shechina Shdishtal Misrol, he causes a separation of Shechina from Yisrael, Shenemar Mishay Daniyah, Men Kasav Yoinim, when the poor men are robbed, dishonesty is rampant, Atto Okum, Yemar Hashem, I'm going to get up, says Hashem. V'amar Rishmom Nachmeni Mar Mienesen, Kol Dayin Shenoytel Mamen Mizeh, V'nesen Lezeh Shleik Adin, if a Dayin awards money unjustly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noytel Menu Nafshay, because he steals from the victim, Hashem can take away his life, money is life. A person earns money by spending his time, his effort, sometimes risks his life, taking away his money unjustly, can trigger a retribution. Hashem takes away the dayans, the robber's life. Shenemar al tigzol dal kidalu. Don't rob a poor man just because he's defenseless. He's poor. About the dake oni bashar in the shar and the Sanhedrin, especially be careful. Don't deprive the poor man of his assets. Ki Hashem yarev rivam vekava. Hashem will take away his kaveim. Those who take away their money, nefesh, shall take away their life. What is the proper perspective for a dying? How serious is it meant to? What level of seriousness is meant to approach his job? He should view as though there is a sword between his legs. Gehenna is right beneath him. Oh, trapdoor! Boom! Opens up, falls right in. If he perverts the Din Torah, Shenemar, Hinei Metaseh Shurushleimai, Shishim Giborim Savavlo, this was the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash, Shishim Giborim Savavlo, all the Talmid HaChacham were there, Megibor Yisrael, Kulam Achuzei Cherev, Melum Dei Milchama, okay, so they were Milcham Tashotor, engaged in the Milcham of Torah, warfare of Torah, V'Halacha, Ish Charba Yirechai, Pachat Baleilois, and we learned that they were like swords, they had like Gehenim in front of them. They were concerned with the Gehenim, which is described as Laila, as the ultimate darkness. That's the perspective, that's the clarity they have, knowing that what they're doing is critical and must be done properly. How do we interpret the Pasuk describing the house of David, HaMelech Beis David? Koyamar Hashem addresses them. Dinu Labaikam Mishpat. In the mornings, be engaged in judgings. Vatilu Ozumad Oishek. And protect a victim from his robber. Question. V'chiva boiker donin, only in the morning do they conduct dinei Torah. V'chal yom in donin, there's no sessions throughout the day, only in the morning. Ella, there's a message here. In barer l'cha dover ki boiker amreyu. If the subject matter is clear to you, like the early morning, like the bright mornings, then proceed and issue your opinion and your verdict. V'imla, but if you have some sort of this clarity, it's not clear to you. Al tim reyu, don't proceed. Don't feel, forced to conclude if you don't have clarity. We have another source for this, that clarity is critical. And the mashal between Chachma and his sister is, if the halacha is clear to you, just like it's clear to you that your sister is asur to you, you then proceed and issue your ruling. But if it's not clear to you, just abstain. Amar Abishua ben Levi, asura, shiyoshim bedir. You have 10 dayanim sitting at a din Torah. You should know they're all equally responsible for the outcome. Koiler, toloi koiler is like a collar which they put on the condemned people. Basically, there's a threat hovering over, a spiritual threat hovering over all 10 participants in this din Torah. Koiler, toloi, betzaver, kulan, all the dayanim are equally responsible. Pshita, well, obviously, why not? If they're all participating, the answer is it must be a Talmud, even a student who's sitting there training. Hayoshev Nevrabo, he's also responsible if he sees something, some injustice taking place, he must speak up. Rafuna, how did he conduct himself to mitigate this concern, to mitigate his degree of responsibility? He brought together many people, Keva Asal Adin al Kameh, when a Din Torah was presented to him, he didn't go it alone. Machna from Maisi, Asor, Rabban, Beravi, bring 10 Rabbana from the Yeshiva. Amar, he says, look, let's all share the burden and share the responsibility. So that it comes to us only Shiba, a small splinter, mikshura, from this big log, from this big beam. Meaning each one will only get a percentage of the overall responsibility because we're all partners in this process. Likewise, Rav Ashi, Kiava, Asir, Trefasal, Kameh, when a question regarding the kashrus of an animal was brought to him, he wouldn't go it alone. Rather, he'd bring together all the experts in town. Machnef, he would gather together, summon a maisilu, and bring together Lukula, Tabcha, Demata, Machasya, all the butchers, who was experts in halacha treif, interesting, a butcher was the expert in halacha of this Talmud of Machasya. Amar, he figured the same thing, like Rav Huna, ki heichad lam tayon, shiva mikshura, so that we all share the burden equally. Ki asr Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he quoted like this, Dorash Rav Nachman bar Kohen, or bar Kahana. Ma'idachsev, how do you understand the pasuk, melach b'mishpat yamid oretz? V'yishturu mo'isi harasena. It goes like this, im dayon doim l'melach, if a dayon is fully versed and knowledgeable, like a king, a provider. He has what to say. Sheinu terech l'klum. He doesn't need anybody's input. Then he has the proper clarity and the authority, Yamid Eretz, to provide judgment and establish the right system. But if he's comparable to a coin who's going around collecting his truma from the granaries, basically he's not really so well versed in what's going on. He's got to ask a shayla, he's got to look up, he's got to, he's on the receiving end of this information. He's not a provider, he doesn't have clarity, then he's going to destroy the whole system, Yar Sena. He shouldn't be involved in Dinei Torah. It so happens that the Ben Yosia, on this topic, the Ben Yosia, so the from the household of the Nasi, Ukmu Dayanot Le'avagomer. They were paid off, and they nominated this Dayan, who wasn't really a very learned fellow. It was a political appointee. Amrle. So not only did they appoint their judge, who wasn't really qualified, they appointed a meturgamon. A meturgamon is an announcer. So basically the dayan or the rabbi would give a shir, but they didn't have PA system, so there would be a person with a loud voice standing next to him, and he would relay his words loudly to the crowd. So they hired Amrulei Yehuda bar Nachmanah, this person, meturgamon of the Rish Lakish, who actually works for Rish Lakish, please serve our dayan, our esteemed dayan. Kumalei ba'amoyra, stand next to him, as an amoyra, meaning relay his words when he speaks. Okay, came time for the big speech. Come, Gochnalei. So he stood next to him and he, bent down to hear him out. He figured, okay, I'll get his first, nothing was forthcoming, not a word. So this Dayan was not really not much to say for himself. Pasach v'omar, so the meturgamon got up and started quoting a pasach that related very much to the subject at hand. He quoted a pasuk in Chavakuk, okay, which was very timely, describing this dayan and this whole situation. Hi, whoa, Eimer le'eitz hakitza. Imagine a person turns to a log of wood. Wake up, Uri, le'evan, daimim. He tells a piece of stone, get up, time to get up. Hu yaira. He can lead, he can judge. Hinehu tafas kefesevza, zavakesve, full of gold and silver, right? Referring to the fact that the dayan was hired because they were paid off. V'chal ruach ein bekibur, isn't that much spirit. So basically, it was a fitting pasuk describing this whole situation. But we're not done. So the Gemara v'asna, Kadosh Baruch Hu leparim ma'amidin. Hashem is going to pay retribution, is going to punish those who appointed this unqualified dayan who destroys everything. Shenemar v'Hashem bechal kotchoy has mipanav kol ha'aretz. And this is next to the previous pasuk, so it relates to it that Hashem is unhappy about what's going on. Has mipanav means Hashem is going to bring einish and destruction on the aretz. Omer Reish Lakish kol ha'mam dayan al tzibur sheni hagan. Imagine a person is involved in appointing a dayan who's unqualified. Kilu netei asherah b'Yisrael, it's as though he planted a asherah tree, not a desera tree. Shenemar shayftim v'shayftim titen lecha. Appoint proper judges. And then it says something about the asherah tree. What's the connection? Because this unqualified judges are comparable to an asherah tree. Rashi says a leader is like a tree who provides, right? So if he's unqualified, he's like a bad tree. Apparently there's a connection. Amar Rashi, furthermore, if you're living in a place where you have qualified dayanim, tamid chacham, and you prefer the other fellow because he paid you off or whatever, then it goes even further. It's as though you planted a sherah tree near the mizbeach. So it's a double whammy, a double offense. Because the tamid chacham are comparable to mizbeach, Rashi says they are mechaper, they atone on our generation like a mizbeach. Shnemar, eitz mizbeach Hashem lekecha. So this unqualified dayan who's appointed is like an eitz, an asherah eitz near the mizbeach. We have a pasuk siv leisasun iti elehez kesev elehezov. Okay, Hashem says, Hashem warns against fashioning an idol of gold and silver. So the violation, the isser, is limited to these precious metals. Elehez kesev elehezov lehud leavdi. You shouldn't make avodah zarah of these precious metals. Hod eitz shari, but of wood is okay. Of course not. So why is the pasuk referred to gold and silver? Amar of Ashi, it's referring to a leader who paid his way into the job, a dayan who bribed his way into the position. Aleha haba b'shul kesef, aleha a leader haba b'shul zav. So like we said the other day, alehim is referring to dayanim. So a dayan who was appointed inappropriately is what the pasuk is referring to. Keep away from that. Okay, on the flip side, we have Erlecha Dayanim, like Rav, Kaba Asal Beidina, when he would come to the Bezdin to do the Dine Torah, Omar, he had a ready quote for himself. Beru'us Nafshei, and it was in third person. Okay, so this person, referring to himself, willingly, Liktala Nafik, is exposing himself to death, right, in case I go wrong and I misjudge. I'm vulnerable to Einesh, right? Utsvi Beisi Lesuavit, there's nothing here for me, I'm doing it all for Hashem. The needs of his house are not being accomplished here. I'm not doing anything for my family. It's all for Hashem, for the Klal Yisrael, for Reikin Lebeis Ayil. In fact, I'm coming back home empty-handed, not getting paid, right? Valavai, and he's davening to Hashem. I wish Shadei Biyaki Yitzia, my return home, should be in the same good standing as when I left my house without sin. Now, Kiavachazi, I'm a boor, Abasrei, when he would be walking to the Torah, to the Yeshiva, and he would see crowds of people behind him in his honor, in order to downplay the experience, lest to be affected by pride and gaiva. Amar, he would have the next quote ready. It's all worthless, it's all useless. All this pride is fake, it's just, you know, temporary, it's fleeting. Even if his name rises up to Shemayim, like animal waste, lanetzach yoyv, it'll be destroyed forever. Marzucho chasida, likewise, this was the Shabbos before. Before the 30 days before the Yom Tov, it was called Shabbos HaRegel, where the Rav would get up and speak about the upcoming Yom Tov and the Halachis. So he was being supported, Mekatfi, they would support him, they would lift him on their shoulder to get him up to the dais to speak, and it would give him that honor. He would be carried above the crowd. Amar Achi, he had this quote ready for himself to immunize himself, to resist the effect of the covet. It shouldn't rub off on him, it shouldn't affect him. So he downplayed it with the pasuk, Kiloy lo'ilam choysen, his strength will not last forever. Vimnezer, a crown, also is not permanent. Dor v'dor, you know, once read a story with Rabbi Kiva Eger. As great as he was His humility was just as great. He was taken, he was being received in a city. He was traveling to a big city, I think to Warsaw, and he expected the crowds to come out and greet him. So somebody discovered a note in his pocket or whatever, in his jacket. He wrote for himself a note before traveling to the town. He knew what was coming, the cover that he was going to be accorded with, so he wrote a note for himself. He quoted a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and he wrote it like this. U'mishnah lo'izazim imkayma. The Mishnah doesn't budge. It's absolute. No matter what I go through, I'm not going to judge from this. This Mishnah is going to be in my heart. Which Mishnah? Ma'oid, ma'oid. Ma'oid, ma'oid, hey, Adam shfal ruach, right? Something like that. So, a person should always, in any situation, maintain his humility and his anava, and he kept that in his pocket to keep perspective, to keep his clarity. Beautiful story. Darish bar kapora. Says bar kapora, Mano milsa d'om rabon. How did Rabbanu know the concept that we learn in Pirkei Avos? Have a masunim bedin. Be patient when you process it in Torah. The chesiv lo yisala. Do we have a source from a pasuk here? It's hinted in the pasuk lo yisala b'malis al mizbechi. Right? Don't rush up to the mizbeach. Rashi says b'malis mizbechazok b'mrutza. Don't jump up on the mizbeach. Take your time. Be patient v'samach lei. And then we have the pasukim regarding dinim, dinim Torah. There's a connection. Do it patiently. Ve'ela mishpat. V'samach le ve'ela mishpat. Omer b'lezer, menayin l'dayin shal yifsal Rashi am kodesh. So Rashi explains that the tzibur, the crowd, would be sitting on the floor listening to the proceedings, to the din Torah, to the speech, or to the drash, or the shir. So the dayin or the rav should be careful. He shouldn't be stepping all over everybody. Rather, he should come first. Should come first so that he beats the crowd, that it doesn't look like he's walking over the crowd who's sitting on the floor. Shenemar le'isal v'malis, based on the same pasuk, don't walk over, don't take big steps and grand steps. So a dayan should be careful. It shouldn't appear like he's walking over the crowd. Okay, the pasuk continues. Asher tasam lufneim. Right, these are the laws, these are the dinim that you should place before them. You should teach them. What do you mean place before them? Is it an item that you're placing in front? Asher telam de mibayle. Why placement? Omar b'yirmi v'itei m'samsei b'chir ba'abo. It's referring to certain items, the tools of the trade, of the dayan. He needs a stick, his whip, right? Elu klal dayanim. Right? So these are the items that he has to take along to his din Torah. Rav Huna kavanafik ledina. In fact, Rav Huna, when he went out to the din Torah, to his bezin, Amar Hachi, he would tell his people, bring along the tools. Afiku li mani chan v'soich. I'm going to say it's like a store. Bring me the tools of my store, of my trade. What are these tools? Four tools. Makil, a stick, to give Malkus. Ritzua, Rashi's Malkus Mardus, right? Rabbinic lash, you know, to force a person to comply to the order of the bezna, to the dini of the rabbanon. It's not the official malchus deraisa. That you need the next tool for, the ritzua, the whip, right? The makel ritzua. The shayfer, a shayfer to put somebody in chirim. The sandal and the sandal, that's the shoe for the chalitza. Okay, one more point regarding the dayanim's tools. Vatzaveh shayftechem beisahi. So I instructed the shayftim. What does that mean? Or b'yochna keneged makel ritzua teizoris. Oh, so Rashi explains. Although the shayftim had some of these scary tools, but the Torah is telling him, look, vatzave. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them a word of caution. What does that mean? So Rashi says, v'almazireis ala makel ritzua. I'm giving you these weapons, but sheyu matil and emal atzivu l'shem shamayim. Be careful. Don't promote yourself. Don't do it for yourself. Don't do it to assert your own personal position. It's the Shem Shemayim to keep things on the Torah track. And that's something that the Dayanim have to be warned against. Don't abuse your authority. That was connected. Maka Ritzua Teizoris. Be careful only to apply it the Shem Shemayim for Hashem's sake. Okay, the Pesukim there in Devarim are instructions to the Dayanim, how to conduct themselves, and we have a Pasuk, Shemoya ben Achechem Ushvatetem. What is that? Omer b'chanina. Shemoya has to be, you have to hear out the claims, Ben Achechem, when both sides, when both parties are present, because otherwise it's just one party. Here, it's his word against nobody. He'll have no hesitation to just speak his heart out because he's not being taken to task by his opponent. So care must be taken that both parties should be present. You can't hear one claim without the other. You can't listen to the claim of Reuven koydim sheyeva b'din chaver before Shimon shows up. So it's an ashara to the Bezdin, and also an ashara to the litigants themselves. Don't present your claims unless your opponent is present. Ashara lebaldin shalayatim dvarav ledain. He shouldn't present his words to the dain koin shiyava b'din chaver before the opponent shows up. Learn from the same pasuk. Shmoya means the Bezdin shouldn't be listening. Karabeinami shama b'nechechem. Shama, it's spelled shemayim, so we also learn it's shama. Don't allow your words to be heard unless it's b'nechechem between both of you. But on your own, you shouldn't be, preempting your opponent to the dayan. Rabbi Kana or Mihacha, we have another pasuk for this concept that all parties must be present. Miloy sisa, don't carry, don't listen to the claims unless they're both there, loisasi, and it's an ashara, a warning to the parties as well. Don't facilitate this. Don't cause the dying to carry, to accept, to listen, unless everybody's here. Ushfatim tzedek. We learn from here, Amar Shlogosh, tzedek is adin. First, confirm that the din is clear in your heart, without ambiguity. If you're not clear, back off. First be clear, and then issue your verdict. Ben Yishu ben Achiv, what does that mean? Oh, actually explains. We have a case where two brothers inherited their father's house, a two-story house. So Reuben took the ground floor, Shimon took the second floor. The ground floor is worth more, okay? So the dayan might say, look, who cares? You have where to live. You have where to live. Let's not make a fuss. No, you have to appraise the actual value of both parts of the property and make sure that there's that's a fair, equal arrangement. Uben Geroy, Ben Ishu Ben Geroy, Omar Vidamar, Afil Ben Tanar Mikirai. Another example of this is that you have two brothers who are Yerish. So Geroy, Rashi says, is Lashon Mogar, the items, the appliances in a residence. So the point is, again, you have to be fair and square. The two brothers were Yerish. One had the stove, one had the Tanar, one had the oven, one has the stove. Don't think, okay, you have what to use, you have what to cook, you have what to cook. You're equal. No. If there's a difference in value, Tanner is worth more, so the brother has to make up the difference. Okay, one more piece. L'sakiru panam b'mishpat. Don't show favoritism. Ravida Aymer loisakireu. Don't show favor to your friend. This is the dayan doing, right? Ravlazo Aymer loisakireu. The dayan should be careful. Don't reject. Don't distance your enemy. So it goes both ways. Remain objective and impartial. We have a story with Ushpizchane, the Rav. So this fellow would host Rav on occasions. He was friendly with him. Osla Kameladina. Okay, he had an issue at Dintera. He comes to Rav for Dintera. Amar Loi, and he turns to Rav. You remember me? I'm your Loi of Lav Ushpizachniat. Aren't you my guest, right? Amar Loi is. Rav says, sure. Amar Loi, so he says, Dina Isli. Okay, I came for business. I have a dinner. I'm Malay. So Rav says, no, I'm disqualified because I'm close to you. Right? So I'm swayed. Pasil Nachadin, I'm disqualified to conduct the dinner for you. I'm Malay. Rav Avkana. So Rav turned to his Talmud. Rav Kana, puk daini, go and take care of his case. Chazid Avka Goyes base. So Rav Kana noticed that this fellow, he felt a little too heimish. He was a little bit too proud of himself, too comfortable because he was friendly with Rav, and he figured, okay, it's in the pocket. Amalei, so Rav Kana says to him, listen, either you behave or, if you know what's good for you, eat zaisa, zaisa. Listen, I'm in charge, I'm the boss now, I'm the dayan. In my eyes, you and your opponent are both equal. So if you listen, if you're willing to accept my judgment, go ahead. V'iloi, but otherwise, you give me a hard time. I'm going to take Rav out of your strength. An expression, meaning I'm going to put you in chirim. Excommunicate you so that Rav can't help you anymore. Basically, behave. Okay, so we discussed many, many aspects of din. We spoke about the din of lasad lovei on Torah. We discussed avoiding machlokes, which is like mayim, which can just, you know, settle in and develop and grow and right. So nip it in the bud. We discussed the idea of lesugur pnei ish. We discussed the idea of a dayin who brings shechina down, as opposed to a dayin who chases away the shechina. We discussed the seriousness of the process, right? We discussed the idea of bringing the crowd together so they all share the burden, share responsibility, only appointing a dayan who's qualified, as opposed to a dayan who paid his way into the job. We discussed the idea of staying humble in face of a crowd, in face of kavod. We discussed the idea of the dayan asserting authority, but in a measured fashion, with sensitivity, with erlichkeit. We discussed the idea of the dayan delving into even the most minor issues, making sure things are fair and just, and without any personal show of favoritism. Right? Stay objective, stay impartial, shvatim tzedek. All the best to you, and atzlocha rabbah.